Hello, I'm Penny Thornton, and here are my thoughts about Pluto in Capricorn. Astrology is redolent with synchronicity, and as I record this audio about Pluto in Capricorn, this planet, or celestial dwarf if you want to be specific, is stationary, poised to turn direct on the 3rd of October, having spent some 5 months from the end of April 2019 in retrograde. Pluto is currently two-thirds of the way through its transit of Capricorn, so we've had some 11 years to observe its effects on both an individual and collective level. But it is this final third, this final decanate, heralded by the Saturn-Pluto conjunction of the 12th of January 2020, that promises to deliver the best and worst of this mighty planetary body. Let's begin, like all good astrological journeys, with keyword principles. Pluto's keywords are elimination and transformation. Capricorn is synonymous with tradition, government, constitutions, the establishment, law and order, and all things that provide boundaries. You can set your clock by Capricorn. Its ruler, Saturn, is the lord of time. Thus, in theory, we expect Pluto's ability to eliminate and transform to be targeted on the very pillars of existence we've come to know, but not necessarily to love. And we'll return to contemporary times in a moment. Pluto, as the farthermost planetary body in our solar system, is deemed not to have a personal effect on us. We experience Pluto through its aspects to the personal planets, the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus and Mars, and the Ascendant, and Midheaven, both in a natal chart and in transit to planets and points in a natal chart. That our natal Pluto may be in Leo or Scorpio or Sagittarius has no bearing in terms of our personality per se, but it will reveal something about the times we were born in, and at some level those events seep into our unconscious. For instance, the whole Pluto in Leo generation, 1939 to 1957, has been termed the Me generation. This generation experienced the swinging 60s and flower power. It was the generation that explored transcendence. The Pluto in Leo generation found meditation, mushrooms, and Maharishis. It is the generation that still, in the third decade of the 21st century, are at the forefront of life, even though its members are in their 60s and 70s. From an individual perspective, Pluto represents our deeps, our core. Where Pluto is located in our charts reveals where we can expect to experience our greatest highs and lows, the route through which transformation is offered. Mythological Pluto was the Roman god of the underworld, so all things dark and hidden belong to his astrological domain. One of the most telling aspects of Pluto, the deity, was that he had a helmet which rendered him invisible. This is such an important factor to remember when you're judging a Pluto aspect in a natal chart or a transit to a natal chart, regardless of the sign of the zodiac. Something is lying so deep, so hidden, we do not know it's there, and we do not see it coming. And of course, this same underground, invisible, under the radar dimension to Pluto is operating on a global level, which is where I want to go now. What Pluto's journey through Capricorn means in terms of our collective experience. What global effects we can expect. What trends. And for that, I'm going to go into retrograde myself and look at other periods of history when Pluto was in Capricorn. I'm going to start appropriately with the so-called Dark Ages and the Pluto in Capricorn transit of 532 to 551 Common Era CE, or AD in old money. The Dark Ages were considered to extend from the fall of the Roman Empire, or rather the fall of the western part of the Roman Empire in 476, to the end of the 15th century. Many historians balk at the term the Dark Ages, preferring to divide the Middle Ages into early and middle, because although the early Middle Ages may not have compared with the splendour that was Rome, those five centuries from 500 to the new millennia were not without culture, development, or events that shaped humanity. However, there is now evidence that the Dark Ages deserve their epithet because they were literally dark. In 536 CE, the sun's light was prevented from reaching the earth and turning it into an obscure twilight world. And how do we know this? Well, we know from a historian writing at the time, a Byzantine historian called Procopius, and he was writing in 536 CE. Here's what he said. "And it came about during this year that a most dread portent took place, for the sun gave forth its light without brightness like the moon during this whole year, and it seemed exceedingly like the sun in eclipse, for the beams it shed were not clear, nor such as it is accustomed to shed. And from the time when this thing happened, men were free neither from war, nor pestilence, nor any other thing leading to death. These crepuscular conditions lasted many years, with the result that famine and disease were rampant. The plunging temperatures precipitated the great plague of Justinian that killed 25 million in its first year, and these were the decades of Pluto in Capricorn. It is now thought that the event that blocked the sun in 536 was a massive volcanic eruption, greater even than that of Krakatoa in 1883. An eruption that is most likely to have occurred in El Salvador, Lake Ilopango, or Iceland, possibly even both. And when you think about it, a volcanic eruption is Pluto in essence. All that pressure building under the earth, underground, hidden, invisible, releasing itself in a devastating explosion. Life imitating myth." I'm going to fast forward now to the 18th century and the Pluto in Capricorn cycle of 1762 to 1778. No massive volcanic eruptions in the 16-year period, as far as I know, but it was an era synonymous with revolution, endings and beginnings, very Plutonic. The French Revolution, which brought an end to the monarchy, the American Revolution that ended British rule and secured America's independence, and the Industrial Revolution that changed everything. The use of machinery inspired unparalleled growth in business and banking. And see how apt that is when you think about Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, revolutionary Capricorn, governments, countries, banking, business, industry. That Pluto in Capricorn era was the one preceding our current cycle. In fact, America will experience its first Pluto return in December 2022, having been born with Pluto at 27 degrees, 33 minutes of Capricorn. So we have to know that something momentous is set to happen in America in 2022. And since Pluto takes such a long time to move anywhere, it spends, 2 to 3 years, sometimes even 4, over a particular planet or point, we are already in that ballpark. This present cycle of Pluto in Capricorn began on the 27th of November 2008. To be technical, Pluto first entered Capricorn in the January of that year, but it returned to Sagittarius for 5 months from June until late November. Now, we don't have to dig deep into our memory vaults to remember why this period was so significant in global terms. A crisis in the subprime mortgage market in the United States developed into a full-blown international banking crisis. A worldwide recession ensued. We entered the age of austerity, which really and truly, even in 2019, we've not fully left. And there is a real and present danger of history repeating itself in the remaining third chapter of this Pluto in Capricorn cycle. Remember, we already know we put these two words together with Pluto and Capricorn, and the idea of finance and banking and industry and governments and the huge Plutonic change in all of that. Back in 536, the sudden and dramatic change in climate had a huge effect on the world's population. Now, in the second and third decade of the 21st century, climate change is a colossal issue. Mass extinctions of flora and fauna are taking place virtually before our eyes, and the drive to counteract the trend of warming global temperatures and extreme weather patterns is pressing. It is a battle that will continue to rage, but hopefully to be on the way to winning in this third chapter of this Pluto in Capricorn cycle. The previous Pluto in Capricorn transit saw the birth of the industrial age, and it seems in this cycle we are discovering the disbenefits of that birth. We are returning over old ground and considering how to prevent the pollution industry has created and find new sources of clean energy. And of course, we are making huge strides into the whole area of finance, in terms of not just the online but the virtual reality, if you like. Before Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008, I spent some time considering the kind of developments we could expect. Top of my list was the advent of a world government. I wasn't sure how this might come about, seemed kind of crazy, and what events could precipitate such a consequence, but it occurred to me it could happen. What definitely is happening on Pluto's Capricorn transit is that Vladimir Putin's dream of a Eurasian Union, mooted in 2010, is gathering momentum. A Eurasian Union that would stretch from China to the edges of the European Union. It would be a massive bloc, a world-dominating bloc. And already Russia has put some effort into expanding its territory, re-seizing lands lost when the Soviet Union was broken up, and having some success encouraging a weakening West to become even weaker. The trade war currently threatening between the US and China can only help Putin's dream become a reality. I also think another global financial crisis is possible in the final years of this Pluto and Capricorn cycle. At the time of recording, the economies of the West, particularly the United States and the United Kingdom, are purportedly thriving. However, remember Pluto and his invisible helmet. As in 2007 and the collapse of the subprime mortgage market, it may take a seemingly minor financial upset in one country to send waves of fear across global financial markets, and within months we'll be back where we started in 2008. And of course, still these final years in the Pluto and Capricorn cycle give us a lot of scope for huge financial change. So, is there anything remotely positive about a Pluto in Capricorn transit? Again, I think we need to refer to history and see how humanity grew and prospered in the wake of one or other devastation during a Pluto Capricorn cycle. And so we will this time too. No one ever learned anything through the good times. We need struggle. We need loss and extreme conditions to bring out the best of us. And I'm sort of taken with this image of the chrysalis and the butterfly. The chrysalis, the butterfly eating its way out of the chrysalis to become this beautiful winged creature. We don't know if the butterfly feels any pain during that process, but I expect it does. So under Pluto, we find resources we had no idea existed. And ultimately, we find our way to becoming the butterfly. And on that thought, I'll leave you. Thank you for listening.